Why pizza? Well, I'll tell you. Is it Talina Kupari? Is that how you say your name, Talina?
Yes, Talina. Some people say Kupari, some people Kupari, Kupari, but I'm more just Talina, like Cher or Madonna. You know, Talina.
Got one word, one name does it all. Now,
yes,
you are the first Guinness World Record holder I've ever talked to. Can you tell folks what it is that your claim to Guinness Record World fame is?
My claims, oh, that's exciting, though. I have the largest collection of pizza-related items.
In the world.
In the world, yes. I was just confirmed last Thursday from Guinness headquarters in London that the last winner was in 2011, and he had 561, and I had 669.
So how? What started your pizza journey?
My pizza journey. I think when we had so much pizza delivery in my house growing up and we gave the pizza delivery man a Christmas present, that's when you kind of know the pizza guy pretty well. And then I've always loved pizza. No matter where I lived in the world, pizza was the one food that brought people together. Even in France or Spain, we're eating food, the best food ever. But people will sit down and eat pizza, even if they want to put anchovies on it or eggs or French fries. Pizza is just fun and it makes people happy. And then I got a pizza dress one day, and I moved to New Jersey, and I started wearing it, and it was fun, and collecting more pizza items, and I'd go out in this pizza gear, and people would compliment me, and I said, this is so fun, I love being the pizza girl, and I started adding more and more, and then during the pandemic, I was pregnant, and I wanted something fun to look forward to, and I was Googling pizza and Guinness, and I saw that no one had won the world record since 2011, so I said, hey, I can do that. So I work from home, so I was doing that and then writing to different pizza establishments saying, hey, I'll write an article about your shirt company or your restaurant. Can you send me some swag? And then we had a pizza palooza in Kenilworth. And to get into a pizza palooza, you had to bring a pizza item, had to be commercially available because Guinness, that's how the rules are. And we had pizza themed games. And pizza dessert, and pizza, and music, and it was just a rockin' event.
Okay,
that's how it all. Yes.
What is pizza dessert?
Pizza dessert? Oh, we had pizza pops. We had special pizza empanadas. Pizza. There's pizza themed cupcakes. So just anything that resembled a pizza. So
Do you have a favorite pizza? Do you have a favorite type of pizza?
Well, see, this is a funny thing. I'm not a pizza connoisseur. I love dressing up and I love hosting parties. So I'm not one of those meat. I have to have my sausage or pepperoni. I'm from Southern California. So I like veggie pizza. I love it with a ton of garlic. I'm one of those garlic girls. So that's what I usually go to. But I love all everything pizza.
And what are the types of things that are in your Guinness World Record pizza collection? Like, what do you got?
Well, I've got all sorts of stuff. I have all sorts of different types of clothes, you know, from baby to adult to dogs to cats. I have sleeping bags, pizza twister. I have over 230 books just on pizza. There's so many children's books on pizza. I thought this was great. I thought I could dress up as the pizza lady and read children's stories around pizza. Stickers, more puzzles, games, anything for, our whole couch is pizza. The dining room set is pizza. Covers, blankets, you name it, we have it.
All right, so, well, that brings up an obvious question. you obviously, you were pregnant, you had a kid, had a child. What is your significant other think of all of this?
He deals with me. He knows I've always been a little crazy. Like, it was his birthday, and it was a big birthday for him, and we weren't celebrating his big birthday. We were in the park up the street. He had to watch the two kids while I'm hosting a pizza palooza event, but he thinks it's fun. It's great for the kids. I had a daughter before, but the second child, the boy, I had during the pandemic, so I decorated my hospital room with pizza decorations.
No, wait. What would that mean? What, you have a hospital room decorated pizza decorations? Like, what is a pizza decoration?
So I brought flags. I brought a pizza photo booth. I thought, because you couldn't, so everyone has a hospital bag when you're going to have a baby, and most people have the clothes and snacks, and I had decorations. Because that's going to be the new thing. Themed hospital rooms. I'm going to be the one to start that. But I thought during such a dismal time, you know, why don't we make it a hospital room fun? Why, you know, nurses come in and they see decorations and they see pizza stuff everywhere. They were happy, and then I had other nurses coming in saying, hey, we heard there's a pizza theme room. I said, come on in. So that was a lot of fun. I said, you want to take a picture? And I just have pizza props everywhere. I brought tape. I taped pizza all over the walls. And my husband's like, oh, my God, please let this come off. You know, we're not paying for a new hospital room. So I didn't have as many baby clothes, but I had the pizza baby clothes for when he came. You know, I was pizza ready. I had, you know, our clothes. All pizza themed. I walked out like a pizza girl, walked in like a pizza girl.
Do you ever not dress in pizza attire? Do you ever go out on pizza? Oh, okay.
Well, just wanna... I do. I like sequins. Sequins is another thing, or leopard print. So usually you won't see me in the most, like, you know, typical outfits. So sequins pizza or leopard print or anything food related. I've now come into food dresses because it's just fun.
And you're in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
So are we going to see you on, like, the... what would it be? The Real Pizza Housewives of New Jersey? Would you?
You know, I would definitely go on that. They probably don't have their, but we're making our garage. Another thing, my husband's poor man cave is now being converted into a pizza museum because,
oh my God,
I wasn't even, we had all our pizza stuff in storage boxes just in case, because Guinness is really strict. It's really hard to get a world record.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they do the video from spreadsheets to pictures for every little thing. I mean, they have it. So now that we can finally have packed, we're going to decorate it. And it's just going to be when people come over, just pizza everything. So we're welcoming pizza.
So the total number you have now is 669. Is that correct?
Yes, but I actually have more because I wasn't sure if I was going to win. So I've been collecting, and people have been so nice, and they found out, oh, she's, you know, collecting items for a Guinness World Record. So people just be like, here, I found a pizza card, or here's a pizza bookmark. I got this pizza pen, and I take anything. So now my collection has really grown, so I haven't had anything yet. But I have a lot of dirty pizza boxes because pizza boxes counted. So my cholesterol was very high for a while. The doctor said, what did you do? I said, I had to try all this different pizza. why buy something, not eat it? So you have to try it.
Wow, you are fantastic. I love talking to you. And we've got to keep track of your progress because, as anyone can tell just by listening to you, you've not stopped in your pizza quest. So
I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to break my own world record and have another pizza palooza and just keep on going, spreading the pizza joy and love.
Well, that sounds like a great way to live a life. Thank you for being with us very much. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You bet. Wow.